This is the Michigan Farm Radio Network. I'm Rob Buttery. It's time now for the weekly soybean checkoff activities update brought to you by the Michigan Soybean Promotion Committee. And we're concluding our series on social media and the soy farmer with Michelle Payne Knoper of Cause Matters. Today we'll talk about what the opposition is doing with social media and how the opponents of agriculture are getting their word out.
It's really important that farmers across Michigan understand that anti-agriculture groups such as the Humane Society of the United States, the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, and Sierra Club are using social media tools such as Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube to proliferate misinformation about what you're doing on your farm. I want you to understand that on Twitter, the Humane Society of the United States has increased their following 25 times over since January of 2009. They have people such as Ellen DeGeneres, who is one of the most popular people on Twitter that are actually sending messages out against farm animal production. So the reality is even if you're not in animal agriculture, there are also environmental groups that are out there working against you, and we all understand who your customers are as a grain producer, as a soybean producer. So it is our responsibility as an individual farmer to have a voice in the conversation. Social media allows you to have a voice and take it beyond your local coffee shop, your church parking lot, or your local grain elevator. And if you look at social media as a business tool, it allows you to listen louder to some of the thought patterns of consumers. It also will give you the opportunity to gather market intelligence and have real-time market information to help you make the right kinds of decisions in your field and marketing your beans. And it also will allow you to network with other folks in agriculture. It is about having a business tool for your farm that will positively impact your bottom line.
Michelle Payne Knoper, lots of information there, and we thank you for joining us once again.
Well, thank you, and I hope that you'll visit me at www.mpk.info, and thanks to Michigan Soybean for having me.
This is the Michigan Farm Radio Network.